Right. Omar lo, he told the shliyanos, he has this hegdish money there. Hoveli min achaloin, o min adluskimon. Go bring me the money from the windowsill. O min adluskimon from the, like a case, a suitcase, a briefcase, whatever. Vehevi loi. Af al pisha, omar balabayis lohoye belibi elamizeh. Vehevi mizeh. Balabai is small. Here the simplest way Tyson Rashi learn is that there were two chaloines or two dluskmois. He told him, bring me from the chaloin. And then when he brings it back, he says, no, I meant the other chaloin. So the Gemara is going to say that's dvarm shim level habi dvarm. Doesn't matter. You said habayim and a chalon. So that's also shlichus. That's the basic rule we had over here. If the shliach does a shlichus, in milu we say, yes, shliach dvar aveira, and the mishaleich is moya. If lo yosl shlichus, then the shliach is moyo. So the balabai is moyo. Now again, when is he moyo? Moyo when he spends the money. The place again learns it's with a gizbar, or else the thing is right away. It's when he spends it. Avolim omalo haveli min achalom vehevi min adluskimo. Okay, there's a clear law. So they tell him, bring it from the window, brought it from over there. O min adluskimo vehevi min achaloin. That's loyos shlichuso. And again, then is Hashliach Moal. Then is Hashliach Moal. In other words, right. That's an interesting case. What happened? The Balabos said, bring it to me from the window. He brought it from the Dluskmo. He gave the Balabos the money. Now the Balabos spends the money. The Shliach is Moal. Now, how in the world is an interesting case? Why is the Shliach Moal at that point? Look, he didn't do anything. Because the way they explain it is, since he was loyos shlichuso, so he's not following the orders of the mishaleich. So when he gives the money to the balabos, it's not like he's acting on his own. And faked, the mishaleich becomes the shliach of the shliach. It's like the shliach. He told him to take the money from the window. Had he listened to him, then he did what he was supposed to do. He gave the money back to the Mishaleach, so the Shliach is basically didn't do anything serious. Mishaleach spends the money, he's moil. In this case, he told him to get the stuff from the Chaloin. He took it from the Dluskuma. So he wasn't doing the Shlichus of the Mishaleach at that point because he didn't listen. So it's like he's initiating the process. He's now giving the money to the Balabayis, and when the Balabayis spends the money, he's like the Shliach of the Shliach. So he's moil because it's the Shliach is moil because it works the other way via Shliach Ludar Aveir. Interesting way it turns around here. Okay. Shiel bet cheres shoyt vikot and imoso shlichuso balabayis moal. I will see anymore. That's a funny thing because usually there's no shlichus for cheres shoyt vikot. Lo osu shlichuso chenvoni moal. Shiel abia pikeach. He sent it with a regular shliach. Now this is an interesting thing. To be moal, you have to be shoygig. V'nizkar ad shelo higi eitzel chenvoni. Before he spent the money, as he was going, again, ordinarily, the Mishaleach gives the money to Shliach, he buys something with it. That's Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira, the Mishaleach is Moal. On the way he's going there, the Mishaleach remembers what's going on. He's now amazed. He can't be Moal. Now that's interesting, meaning neither of them is moyel. See, the Gemara will explain that we're talking here in a case where the shliach also remembered. So in other words, at that point, both of them are mezidim, so nobody's moyel, so the only one to be moyel now is the chenvoni, when he spends the money. We'll see. What if the Balabos remembered and the Shliach didn't? We'll see in the Gemara. Kate said, Yaseh, what should he do, this Malabayis? Interesting case. He sent money with the Shliach. It's getting to the Chenvoni. As it's traveling, the Balabayis remembers that it's Hegdish money. Now, he's off the hook, but the Chenvoni is going to get set up. He doesn't know what's going to hit him. What's an Eitzah for Alabos to do to save the Chenvoni from being Moyel? Said Gemara Poshet Eitzah. Yas noitel pruta o kli v'yom a pruta shall hegdish b'chol mokum shi mechulal al ze shahegdish nifta bekesef shav bekesef. He should make bidya. So basically, he makes that proof that he sent along. He makes it all his hegdish by switching it to here. Then okay, then everybody's okay. He's got the hegdish here. He knows what's going on. The money that's going to the chenvoni doesn't know what's going on. Is no longer hegdish. He can save the chenvoni portion from Naveh.
One thing pretty sure about the nazir.
What's that?
I'm pretty sure regarding the Nazir that he has the money that was for the Naziris. And we say he was not more because he brought it to the Shlam.
Right.
You know what's there, but I asked him whether you can make billion of mouse hektash to transfer it to something else.
Right.
Because according to this, you can. So every time you have mouse hektash that were used for something, you shouldn't be more because you could. You could transfer it to something else, and that money, that same money, goes to Chulin. Remember, I asked such a thing. I think at that point that you couldn't do such a thing, or that's what I remember.
Yeah, that's not better kabbayis money there.
What? That's not better kabbayis.
They were talking. This is better kabbayis.
Not money, for example, that's
money is set aside for shlomim.
That you cannot do this.
You can't. You can buy the shlomim. That's what you can do with it.
No,
you have to buy the shlomim with
you
it.
You cannot take out the kosher from that.
I don't think so.
It's not like this.
I don't think so. I have to check this. I don't think so. I mean, there should never be meal on money. I mean,
according to that Svara, they can understand the mission is saying. But it's not true, right? There is meal on money.
I have the whole paragraph about that. I have to look into that here. Okay. Michael Mashmalon, the first case, what happened over there? He said, get it to me from the window. He brought it from the window. Right? So let's say like Tosin Rashi learned. I said, get it from the window. There was money on this window, there was money on that window. I said, bring it from the window. He brought it from one of the windows. He comes back, and the Mishali wants to get out of it. So he says, no, Loyos, you didn't do what I said, because I meant that window. And of course, he didn't say anything. Why? What's the Chiddush? That's the whole sugi in Kiddushin. The Gemara is looking for a mocker. This is the Mishnah Morgum we're finally brings. Okay. Now comes a very interesting Zachia. It says in this Mishnah, tremendous Siddish here. I sent them. It's Poshit, it's also Shlechuso. Yeah, it is Pshita. No? What? That's a finish. That's what's going to come.
I would have thought
The Gemara in Kiddushin is looking for an omelet, for a mission that says Dvarm Shalom and Dvarm. And also, this is the final Mishnah. Yeah. Okay. Now we said here, I sent him a chershot of a cotton. And it works. If he does what I said, I'm a moyel because he's my shliach. But there's no shliach as my chavish and mekodesh. It's a new story here. Well, lab nishlechusa ninu. Is what the Gemara says here is very interesting. The Gemara says here basically that you don't need shliachas. That's what the Gemara is really going to say. Basically, if I'm the cause of the hegdish money going out, so that's my headache here. What do I need shliach for? I put it on the back of a monkey, and the monkey gave it to the chenvoni. I watched everything went, and the sale went through. That's also going to be me'ilu. That's basically what the way answers. I don't need the shlichus here. One puts it in a very interesting way. He gives examples where things happen by themselves. Maitin shel zeisim is a box where they put the zeisim in there, and they got heated up, and they would give off some juice. So let's say the din. They have to become mushal lekabel tumo. Right? They have to become wet with a mashka. Is mishayozio zeyas ha-maiten velo zeyas ha-kupo. The zeya in the maiton, because at that point, I want them to be for hershi in nichole. I have to want the mashka to be there. So once it's in the maiton. It's nichale, because at that point they're getting ready. They're in, I don't know what you call that box. When you put them in that box and they get soft and warm up, then you squeeze them. So they're getting ready for the squeezing process. So I'm already interested in the shemen coming out. So that's nichale. Zeyas hakupo, that's when I take them off the tree and I throw them stam in a box to transport them. Then I have no interest in the shemen coming out. So zeyas hakupo is not nichale. It's So that's not called a mashkin. So it's not machshir to tumah. Zeis a maiten is machshir. Good. So what just happened? What am I saying here? How did that happen? I mean, well, it's nicholei. Meaning, who did it? Who did the hechshir tumah here? The zeis did it themselves, basically. Except I was nicholei. So good enough. That's all you need. It's a funny gemara. Taisa says, and what could have brought tens of mishnayos like that? That hareze bechiyutan. All that we know, Rabbi Hershey, you don't need anything. You just have to. You don't have to put the water on it. As long as you're nichalei. What just wants a case where no maisa was done at all? Mamish happened by itself. Because you see, certain things can happen by themselves. Another example: he wants to put down an eruv tumen. Nos nagabi akoy v'hoylichoy, nagabi apil v'hoylichoy. He's got to put his eruv down over there. He puts it down with a monkey, and a monkey puts it down. Now, of course, Tais points out, you have to be careful. This is talking in a case. So you send a monkey to put down an Erev, of course it's no good. Because first of all, you never know what I've got there. Beis, somebody does have to make the Anochas Erev. The way Tais says, we're talking in a case here where he's standing and he sees the peel put it down. And he says, Kineli Erev. So all the animal is doing here, basically, is what we call a Maisekoif. I mean, not doing anything. You don't need Shlichas for that. I mean, I want to put this safer back in a bookcase. I send it with a koif. You'll tell me it's no shlichas. What's up doing shlichas? I want him to put this over there. So the mice are koifs. You don't have to do anything. It's a physical problem. Get it from here over there. That's all. So that's what you're doing over here. And the Gemara basically is saying a very important thing here. That me'ila, I don't really need shlichas. I'm moyel if I take the Hegdish money and I give it to the Chenvoni to buy something. So I give it to a koif to give to the Chenvoni. I'm on top of the prices. I'm buying it. It's my das makdil. What's the difference? Who does it in the middle? That's basically what the Gemara is saying over here. Now, the problem is here, if that's true, then that's why Chershay do koif. What's by a regular person? I'll send a regular shliach. There it sounds like you do need Hilchah Shlichas. We had to learn it up from Truma over there. What do you need a whole limud for? You're telling me a kaif can do it. So what do I need a limud from Truma that Shlichas works by me? Like I don't even need the Shlichas. So that Tosfos says. The Tosfos answers, theoretically you're right. But you'd have a problem of in Shlichas Dvar Aveira over here. That's what I need Truma for. If I'm sending with a person, he should be Moyer. Because ain't shliach l'dvar aveira, devei rav devei tam. Whatever the reason ain't shliach l'dvar aveira is over here, you should have a problem ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. For that, I need the lima from Truma. Correct. That's how they say exactly. Because when it is a koyf, it's not working with shliach. It's a very strange thing. There are achrayim who claim that it never works with shlichas really, even by a regular person. It's really not shlichas. That's a big deyun if that's true or not. But that's a very interesting gemara. That would be shredded. The Avei report. Yeah, the Avei report would override. Somehow the Avei report would make him be Moyo. Okay, Shalom Yapik. So the Mishnah says now, I sent it with a Shliach. On the way I remembered, I became amazed. It says the Chenvoni is Moyo. Afal Gabdalo Itkar Shliach, even though the Shliach is a Shoigeg, he should be Moyo. Very many. Niska Balabais, lo Niska Shliach, a Shliach Moal. If the Balabais becomes amazed and the Shliach is a Shoigeg, it is Shliach. The Shliach is Moyo. So, Gemara, you're right. Amevsheishis Mastisik Shinisku Shnei, Menachanami. So, in other words, if the Chenvoni remembers and the Shliach is still a Shoigeg, it is Shliach is Moyo. If both of them become mezid, then there's nobody to be moil. Then the chenvoni is moil when he spends the money. Now, this is an interesting case also. Reuven sends it with Shimon to give to the chenvoni. So, if everything goes normally, Reuven is moil because yesh liach dvar aveira by mila. But on the way, Reuven became amazed. So he's out of the picture. Now, how is Shimon moil? Why is Shimon moil exactly? What happened over there? How do you get into the picture? He's doing his shlichas. So it's interesting. Rashi and Gedushin says, because the pshat is, once Reuven remembers, so it's not me'il anymore for Reuven. So then it becomes ein shliach l'dvar aveira. And it's by me'ilu we say that even though it's an aveira, the shliach is working for the mishaleach. Once Reuven remembers, it's not me'ila anymore. It's something else, because it's not me'ila. So then you can't say Shimon is working for Reuven, because it becomes Ein Shliach L'Dvar Raveh. We go back to the regular halachas. So now we look at it that Shimon is working on his own. So Shimon did it on his own. He did it b'shoigeh, but that's Me'ilah. That's one way to go. Rashi in Chagiga says different. Rashi says in Chagiga, once the Mishaleach becomes a mezid, I mean, he realizes it's Hekdesh money, he avada is mevatel the shlichus. He doesn't. He now knows that it's Hekdesh money. Avada, we assume that is mevatel the shlichus. So then, Vaita, Shimon is working on his own, and he's moil on his own. Yeah, that's a funny case. He knew Metchil is amazing. I don't know if he Rashi and Chagiga, I don't know. Because Rashi Chagiga says that when he remembers, we assume he's Mavatal the Shlichas. Hey, you're telling me he was amazing and made the Shliach. I don't know in that Rashi that would work. In the Rashi Kedushin, it'll be that way. Okay, Nosen Lo Pruto. Again, the basic rule is that when the Shliach does the Shlichas, the Mishaleach is Moyel. If he doesn't do the shlichus, lo yashlichuso, then the shlichus is more. That's a basic rule of thumb. Nosen lo pruta. Omer lo haveli b'chetzi neiris or b'chetzi psilis. I want a half a pruta's worth of neiris, meaning the holder, the cup, and half a pruta's worth of psilis. Hola v'hevi lo b'kula psilis or b'kula neiris. Now, we're going to say there, nobody's moyo. Basically, why? Because even if you'll say not, whatever you say here, everybody was a half a pruta here. Everybody worked with a half a pruta here. As he told them, buy this for half a pruta, buy this for. So for half a pruta he did what he was supposed to do, half a pruta he didn't do what he was supposed to do. So each one is working with half a pruta. So there can't be meal over here. He did a shlichas and half a pruta. And half a pruta he didn't do a shlichas. Or the other way. Oshahovali bekula neiris or bekula psilis. Beholach baby bechetzi neiris or bechetzi psilis. So the half a prut he did what he was told to do, and half a prut he didn't do what he was supposed to do. So each one is like moil and chotzi prut. So there's no mila here. Shnei lamol. Avol im omar lo haveli bechetz yeneiris mimokim ployni. Why me a chotzi prut of neiris in monsi? Who bechetz yipsilus mokim ployni and half and go to Brooklyn for chotzi prut of psilus? He flipped it. Behola vehevil on neiris mimokim psilus, psilus mimokim neiris. So then on both chotzi prutis. He's a loyosah shlichuso, so then he's moyel, because he acted on his own in a full pruta. Is a shliach moyel. There is a dimin, yeah, let's see, there is a dimin. Yeah. Yeah. No, the Gemara is not. We can talk about it later. Yeah, well, we come out that he's not a Mishanah Shlechusa.
He's not?
He's not a Mishanah. It's called a Shlechusa, and it's okay.
Yes, no, he did, yeah.
Yeah.
Over here, when he reduces, he's still.
That's reduces is the Gemara. That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to come to that. Now, Nosin L'Shnei Prut, it's an interesting case. V'omalo Leich V'Hoveli Esrik. Get me an Esrik for two Prutas. He got a bargain. He got an esrik for one pruta. Uba'achas rimoy. Shneyem mo'alu. Kipshuto. Because he did what he's supposed to do with a pruta. He got him an esrik. And then with the other pruta, he stopped, did what he wanted to do. He got a rimoy. That's his own headache. So both of them are mo'al. Here, he did what he's supposed to do with a pruta. And with one pruta, he didn't do what he's supposed to do. So one pruta is mo'al. And one pruta is not. Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you mean? Bala, he did what he was supposed to do. He wanted him to get a two prut esrik. He got him a one prut esrik. He's the balabai is bchal not moil. Rabbi Yehuda Omer balabai is loy moal. Shu Omer lo esrik godlo yisim mevakish veizli cotton vera. I wanted a two prut esrik. He got me one prut esrik. There's no shliach lechusa bchalal. And the reman, of course, not even the esrik. That's the guy ordered. Got it. Taisus in sukkah. He's very interested. How do you get a pruta, an esrik for a pruta? It's a pretty good deal. Yeah. So he says, we're not talking about an esrik shel mitzvah here. We're talking about he wanted a piece of fruit. Esrik shel mitzvah, zichah costs more. Taisa sukkah, love the test. Okay. Now, you have exactly the same case with a suit. Nosen lo dina zov omo lechua veli choluk. Go get me a suit for a dollar. Adina, whatever it is. Adina Zohov. Okay? Shloisha means three, which is 12. 12 dinrei kesef, which is half of a din azov. A din azov is 25, but 24, better the figure 24. Yeah, that's how they figure it out. Right. Three sloim, which is 12 dinar kesef, which is half of a dinar zov. Same thing. Shnei emual, same idea. Because he got him the suit, and he, for the other half, he didn't. Review domo balabayis lemual, shuom elochol godli yisim evakish, vevesli kotten vero. This is exactly the same case. It's exactly the same thing. He told him to get him an esrig for two prutas. He brought him back a one pruta esrig and a one pruta riman. Or he told him to get him a suit for a din azov, came back with a suit for half a din azov, and a talus for half a din azov. It's exactly the same case. There's no chiddush. Mamash, the same exact case. He doesn't see what chiddush is. Mamash, the same case. He remains shrewd on that. He doesn't know. Okay, now we have a problem. You had yesterday, the Gemara in Ksuvos has two interesting shailas. Yesterday we had the shaila, if you're moisif al shlichus, are you called a mishane or not? No, he told him, sell for me a half an acre, and he went and sold an acre. So obviously the second half an acre is not sold, but is the first half an acre sold? Is he called, he did a shlichus in half, and then he added on? Or is called, since he changed the whole thing, a mishane? The Gemara wanted to bring a raya from here yesterday. The Gemara comes out there that that's called you did your shlichus. Now, what about the reverse? That's the Gemara says that's posh. What about the reverse? I told him, I empowered him to go sell an acre. He sold half an acre. That's this case now. He did less than what he was supposed to do. Same shy in the Gemara. Is that called he changed his shlichus so the sales were called invalid? He didn't do what he was supposed to do. He's not a shlichus to sell my property if he doesn't do what I said. Well, no. I told him to sell an acre. He sold a half an acre. Oh, the half an acre is my shliach. That's the more shy than ksubas. We come out of there that that's called mavral daito. That's not a shlichus. The Gemara wants that's your problem here. He wants to bring a raya for me because here it says it's exactly this case. I told him to go spend a dinner on a suit. Right? He brings me back. Half a suit for half a dinner. Basically, I'll look at it that way. A cheaper quality suit for half a dinner. And it says Shnei Amolu, the Tanakam. That means Zosh Shluchus on the half. So you see that when I tell him to do a big thing and he does half of it, on the half that he did, it's called a Shliach. That's the Chur Araya. Shamit me. What? Yeah, but it's not the quality suit he wanted. I don't know. That's his tiny. What? Well, he can sell it now. He could sell it now. The Gemara says, why not? Because he doesn't want so many, he doesn't want so many bills of sale on his head. He wants some ishtaris on his head. So the Chur wants to shamit me no man the omel shlucho zil zoven li kur. Go sell a kur is a big one. The Arab also zoven li schola. Koni lo keach. I mean, it goes through on the half. You see that from the Mishnah. Because Lamais is called Osir Shlichus on the F. Zog the Gemara. No. The Mishnah is not talking the case we thought. We understood the case was I sent him with a dinner. I sent him with a dinner to buy me a dinner suit. He comes back to me. He spends half the dinner and comes back to me with a cheaper suit. That would be equivalent. That's not the case. He got me the suit I wanted for half the price. That's not a tushtelt over there. He got me what I wanted with half the money. Shamed mina man damol shluchos zil zomli kur da arav osel zomli lischa koni loke hamri nein hocha hechadomi ki on the isle shove vov bishalish. He got me the suit I wanted. But for half the price. So no one's, how could you say that? What did Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda said it's not called Osir Shlichuso because he says you got me a Shvacha suit. What do you mean? You told me to get me the exact suit I wanted for half the price. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Amos Seif, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Balabayis Leimual, Shu Yochel Lomalo, Cholu Godlo Yisim Evakish, Rebeisali Cholu Kotten Vira. So what's going on here? What is Rabbi Yehuda? We're now saying the Mishnah means I sent you out with a dollar. Listen, I sent you out $100 to buy me a suit. You came back with that suit I wanted for $50. And at $50, you bought me a tie also. And on that, the Tanakhama says, it's also shlichus on the 50, because I got what I wanted. Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you mean? You didn't do what I wanted, you got me a shvach suit. You got me the suit I wanted. Meaning, his type's interesting tiny. His times he would have done better. Obviously, you got a bargain. You somehow swung a bargain over here. You got a $100 suit for $50. So you're telling me, so that's osis lechus, it's not osis lechus. Because since you're obviously dealing with a bargain, had you spent more money, you would have gotten a better bargain. That's the problem. Because I told you, spend $100 on a suit, right? You got some guy who gave you $100 suit for $50. Not, had you spent $100, I would have got him with a $200 suit. Doesn't it osis lechus? I wanted you to spend $100 on a suit. You got a guy that's giving bargains. Had you spent $100, I walked away with a really good suit. I would have done yet better. Well, Fakada probably would have gone better in percentage wise, because the more money you spend, the better your bargain is. We're dealing with Jewish business people here. Okay, now, Zogimora. Hochanami Mistaber, and I'll tell you, it's Mistaber that that's what we're talking about here. Diktoni Umoide Rebuda Bekitness. If this would be talking about kidneys over here, Rabbi Yehuda would be moida. Meaning what? I sent you out with $10 to buy kidneys. You spent $5 on kidneys and $5 on pooling. That would be an analogous case. Right? So let's see. It should be the same thing. The Tanakhama should say, okay, that's osos lechuso. To which Rabbi Yehuda should retort, it's not, because you didn't get me what I wanted. I wanted $10 worth of kidneys. I only have half that. My money is spent. I didn't get what I want. It's the same thing. I got a shvach suit. I only got half a pound of kidneys. I wanted full kidneys. And now I don't have the money because you spent it on pulling. But Rabbi Yehuda's moida over there. Even it's not as much as I wanted. I need a pound for my recipe. It's not the quality, it's not what I wanted. I need more. I need a pound of kidneys for this recipe. What am I going to do now? And I can't go and buy the rest because you spent the other $5 on pulling. So, but he's moida here. So, why? Shakidneys beprut of a kidneys bedina. Meaning what? Then it's good. Because what we're saying is the shliach brought him back what he wanted. He brought him back what he wanted. So it means the kidneys, when he sent them out for $10 to get him $10 of kidneys, let's say a pound of kidneys, he got him the pound of kidneys for $5. Right? So what would be the taina here Rabbi Yehuda had? Had you spent $10, you'd have wind up with a better percentage. You would have gotten a better price. But you got, Taisa Raj explaining to us, you got for $5, $10 worth of kidneys. Had you spent $10, you would have gotten $21 worth of kidneys. He's obviously giving bargains, this guy. He's going down to sell. The more money you spend, the better your bargain. Had you spent $10, I would have wound up with $21 instead of that. That would have been the taina. But in kidneys, it's not a taina. Why? Shakidneys beprut of a kidneys bedina. There they sell it they sell it by the measure. So you're not going to make that extra. In other words, if you're selling in bulk, like by shum, what the Gemara calls, then you can hear it. A guy who's going down on his price, the more you buy, the more percentage will be what you're gaining in the price. But a guy that's selling by weight, but for some reason he lowered his price, since the sheet is busy, so why did he lower his price? Well, for some reason he lowered his price, so it's going to be the same. If he's selling now $5 a pound instead of $10 a pound, so he's selling $5 a pound instead of $10 a pound, you buy 2 pounds, you buy 1 pound. What's the difference? Does Frank the Gemara? What's the difference? Not measured out exactly. It's the same thing. The guy's being moizel, what they call. The more you buy, the better your price is going to be. Gabi kidneys nami diyov selim uzletvei. They give more money, you'll get better. Plus, he's giving a 5% discount. So the more you spend, the more you're making. He's selling it a pound. For some reason, this guy lowered his price. So it doesn't matter. I wouldn't have gotten a better deal if I bought more. All right. Good. I'm afkid. If I put Shulchani is a guy that, what do you call him? A money changer, deals in money. So the din is over there, if I give it to him, Trurin. Shigmar explains about Metzia means Trurin Vachasumin. It's wrapped and it's tied. You know, they used to wrap it up like in a handkerchief, that kind of a thing, and it's tied with some sort of a kesher. Obviously, I mean that he shouldn't use it. Then I'm tying it up in that way. Obviously, I mean he shouldn't use it. If I give it to him, Mutorin, I'm giving it to a money changer, an open package of money. Obviously, I understand that he's going to use it. Which they don't. Now, what's that doing, Me'ila? Very simple. If I gave it to him, Tzurin, I didn't mean for him to use it. He now takes it. It's Hegdish money. He takes it and buys something. He's the Moyer. What's that doing me? I mean, if I can't, I basically told him not to spend the money. But if I gave it to him, Mutorim, that's essentially saying like I gave him the money to spend. So that's Sfir Shosh Shlichus. So if he spends the money, then I'm the Moyer. I'm Afkin Moyer Seitz Shulchon. Im Tzurin, Elo Yishtamish Buen. The Dinim Bo Metzi is Lo Yishtamish Buen. And again, the Gemara says, Mitz Tzurin Vachasumim. Because Tzurin is a funny thing. Everybody puts money in Tzurin. Nobody puts money on the table. I just puts it in a wallet of some sort. Mitz Tzurin Vachasumim. It's tied up in a way that's, it's clear I don't want it spent. What? A sealed envelope, right. Lefi Kochim Hoitzi Moal. If he now took the money, what does that do with me? I mean, he took the money. Is that a Moal? Is that not doing me with Chalal? Imutorim is not a ma'aser. Then he has the right to use it. Lefikoch im hoitzi loy moal. Who's loy moal? Loy moal the shulchani. But I am what do you call it? The mafkid is moyel, because that's essentially giving him moyes. Mutorim is essentially giving him money to spend. It doesn't shliachos shlichuso binich the moyel. Now eitzel balabayis. I didn't give the money to Shulchan, I gave the money to a private person. Then the Gemara says there, it makes no difference how I give it. If I give you a package of money to watch, and you're not a businessman, but Chalal, I obviously don't mean for you to spend the money. When you're dealing with the money changers of the Gemara, that depends. If you give him an open envelope, obviously you understand he's going to spend the money. Not spend it, he's going to use it. He'll give it back to you. I mean, he's going to, you know, he'll deal in the money. If I seal it, not. If I stop giving an envelope of money to my friends and watch the money, I don't, there's no reason to assume I mean you should spend the money. It's a balabayis, benkach ubenkach, lo yishtamish ben. Even if it's open, there's no reason to assume I meant you should spend the money. I'm giving you money to watch for me. Lefikoch, im hoitzi, if this guy used it, is moal, because the balabayis. Because the balabayis is like a shulchani with closed money all the time. He has no right to use. Now, chenvoni is a machloikis. Chenvoni is a store person. He's got a store. So that's a close call. You give it to Stam, your friend, he's not spending money. Why should I assume? Chenvoni, I'm only needs money to give change to the other guy, and then he's not a money dealer. That's a machloikis tanoim. Evan Bometzi also. Ha chenvoni ki balabayis, divi reb meir. May hold chenvoni, since he's not a money person, he's not a, doesn't deal in money. So he's kibala bias, meaning even if I give him it open, he has no right to use the money. So if he spends it, he's the moyel. Rabbi Yirama kishulchani, since lamaisa sometimes he needs cash to cash or give change to the other guys, there is an understanding that he will use the money. So if I give it to him mutorim, he has a right to use the money. Umela, if he uses it, benich the moyel. Fine. Nofla pruta shel hegdish betoch kisoi. A Prutah Shel Hegdish fell into his wallet, and he doesn't know which one it is. He's got a wallet full of money, and one of the Prutahs is Hegdish. Oshom a Prutah b'kizze Hegdish, a Prutah in here is Hegdish. It basically comes down to the same thing. I have a wallet full of bills, one of them is Hegdish. You take one out and use it, you're a Moyo. Let's see. Chachom imoyim achiyotzius kol akiz. You're not a Moyo until you spend all the money. What's going on over here? L'chus ha'posh ha'desayat, l'chom ha'zicha, right? On the first one, what's it din? It's a sofik. I don't know which one it is. It's a sofik. Everyone is a sofik. L'chur ha'chom ha'marayt. Avad, it's also to use any one of them. But you can't say he's a moyel. That is l'chuyah to bring a carbon until he uses them all. Reb Akiva, there's a tesis, and tesis other place, gate l'shitoso, you had increases, chof beis. Reb Akiva holds this such a thing as an oshem to'alui, a sofik milis. Rabbi Akiva Machayev al Sofik Milo Oshem Tolu. And that's what he means there. When you take out the first one, Yemoel doesn't mean an Oshem Vada. It means an Oshem Tolu for Sofik Meilas. Yeah, that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Chav Beis. It's Rabbi Akiva Shitosa. That's how they learn. The Tosefta is Mufurish. The Tosefta says there's $2. We're talking about two things in your wallet. When you spend the first one, you bring an Oshim Toli. When you send the second one, you bring an Oshim Vada. No, we don't hold that way. Mail Tasofik. Mail what? It's awesome. Nobody says you're allowed to do this. But you don't bring an Oshim Milis till you spend all the money, because then you're Vada with Moyo. Chabbez Amaral. Okay. Now. But be'oime pruta min kizze hegdesh. I'm sorry. Umode Rav Akiva lachachomim. Be'oime pruta min kizze hegdesh. That's what he said. Shumoitzi v'hoylech atchi yoitzi es kol akiz. Now, we have to be careful here, but because here we seem to be saying that only the last one is the hegdesh. Here he says you're allowed to do it. It's a funny moide. Look at the Elohim's point that I was bothering. Look at that point that it's not really moide. In the first case, even Chachom hold it's awesome and I tell you to spend anything because it's a sofik. Here, you're allowed to spend it till the last one. Here, it seems to be that the last one is Vaday the Heg this year. It's a little different. Now, the question altogether, what's going on over here? Because they're going to affect them right away. How come in the Reisha, this fake is in here not? He says Alosh, and he says Lo Yifta Kizem in a Hegdish, meaning it wants to mean I want the last one to be Hegdish. Here there's no Sveikis. See, here he's making the last one Hegdish. Because that's going to be tomorrow's last kasha. They will say. Okay. Ki also Rovin Omar, he didn't ask him from the Rishon. So he asked him a different kasha. Omar kisen ashvorim romalei. He asked him a different kasha. The snan Omar echon mishvorei hegdesh. Hoyu lo shnayim agodl shebohen hegdesh. Because kol hamagdish bayin yofim magdish, whatever it is over there. You assume he meant the bigger one. Meila, here too, says Tosis, you should have assumed that the Madbeya Hamufcher, the nicest one, is the Hegdish. Somehow the Gemara, in this, it's funny, when in the ratio, the Gemara is not bothered. When you say kiss, pruta because the Gemara said you don't mean that. You mean any pruta. But the Seif already said, pruta min kizeh. That's like echod mishvorai. They see that we say he means the best one. So how come here we don't say he means the best coin? To which the Gemara answers the same thing we answered before. That's not exactly what he said. He didn't say pruta min kizeh. Could be if he said that, taka the nicest coin would be the one. He didn't say that. He said, which is was another way of saying the last one should be the thing. You want me to leave this for later or finish it now? Rav Popo Omar, Kisan Alugin Romale, yes, them a different kasha. Ditnan. Alokeich yayin mibein akusim.
That's why.
Oime shnei lugin shani osid lahafrish. You know, when a person is stuck over there, it's late, Erev Shabbos, whatever it is, he can't say he does. What he basically does is, he says that he's mafrish everything. He says that which will be left, he eats on Shabbos. That which will be left at the end, that'll be the truma, that'll be the maisa, that'll be the maisa. Shani's poidi. And that pashas works with Breyer. It means that what later is nisbara to be what's left on the bottom of the barrel, that now becomes the truma, the meiser, and all that, and I can eat. Those two that'll be left. Asora meiserish and tisha meiser sheni umeichel is poided them. V'shoisim miyad divrei Rebbeya. Reb Yudah, Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon oisur. Why? Because they hold a brayer, mate. You can't work. It's a brayer problem over here. You're saying that which will remain should now be the mice. So that's Breyer. So they hold Ein Breyer. And Remeya holds Yesh Breyer. Says Tosis that even Reb Meir who said Yesh Breyer, that's only because he said something. He said, but if you say nothing, everybody would hold Ein Breyer. That's a Rashi learns the kasha from the end, but the Tosis says it's fair on everybody. Nobody would say, Yesh Breira, when you don't say anything. Now, one second, what was the kasha? The kasha is, the Gemara thought that the Mishnah is working als Breira. In other words, basically what you're telling me here, why is, like you said, why is the last one? Because we're working out Breyer. It's been Isbar, the last one that remains, that is the Hegdish one. Just basically what you're doing over here. You're saying that stuff that will remain, I'll drink everything on Shabbos. The thing that will remain on the bottom, which will be Isbar later, that's left over, becomes the Maisa now. That's how the Gemara thought what's going on over here. To which the Gemara is asking, first of all, most of the Tadnoim hold Rashi says, the Kashtrei, all these people hold Ein Breyer. Tosfos says, and even the Reb Meir would only say it because he said the thing Shani Osid Lahafish. Amalei, say for the Masnisen, be oimelo yipote kis ze mina hegdish. Oh, so that's the question. So Tosfos says both. Either could say he's going to age Breyer person. What Tosfos don't work even if you hold Ein Breyer. The question is, if you want to get out of Breyer, so how does it work? What are you answering me? So you basically, you're telling me, so you said Befeirish, the last one should be Hegdish. So right, that's a Breyer problem. So here, the Lashlom says also, the difference is Breyer, that's what Shainim saying, Gittin, Breyer means what's Nisvarer later should be chal now. That's Breyer. What I the mice, what I want is that the that loop that's left should become Maisa now. I need it to be Maisa now because I want to eat. So what I'm saying is, what's becoming Maisa now? That thing that will be Mizbara later. I should say Harezeh Maisa, Harezeh Chum, right? What I'm saying is Harezeh, which one? The one that will be Nisbara later. The one that later will be left, I'm saying now should be Chum. That's brave. But if I say the one that should be left in the bottom of the barrel should be truma then, not now, that is not brave. That's not brave. That's not a shlomo. That's, if you want to learn that way, then, if. If you want to get out of Breyer. Tosfos first Teretz is not. Gemara is answering it's equivalent to Shani Yos, and we're going in Yesh Breyer. Now, in Rashi, you can't learn that way. Because Rashi learns the whole Kash is, for some reason, Tosfos, for some reason, Gemara assumed he holds Ein Breyer. So what's going on over here? That's Tosfos' answer. What's a big Kash? Maybe he holds like Ramei. I mean,
maybe it's not
established
that all the
Shami Arabic people. It could be whatever it is. But then the answer has to be it works with Ein Breyer. In Rashi, you force that the answer is working in Ein Breyer. And Tosfos himself has two pshat. Mahani mitam Breyer, inami mitam ze yolavil madlezle Breyer. That's what his eitz is here. That in that lotion is what it's saying, which is not so terrible. Lo yifta kis zem in ahegdish, meaning this wallet shouldn't be free of hegdish. Meaning the last one that comes out should become hegdish. So that's not so terrible. I mean, good tajun alach ashliach, shlikol amaseches meilah.